Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 17th August 2021. Top stories for today. The Speaker of Malaysia's Parliament has asked lawmakers to each submit a letter stating their choice of the next Prime Minister after Muhyiddin Yassin stepped down this week, deepening a long-running political crisis. Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun issued a notice this morning instructing the MPs to do so following a decree from the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. The number of daily admissions of COVID-19 patients for treatment at Tengku Ampuan Rahimah Hospital Klang has dropped by over 50% since last week. The hospital's director, Dr. Zulkarnain Muhammad Rawi, said previously the hospital had been receiving about 400 COVID-19 cases daily for treatment, but the number went down to around 170 during the period. Malaysia detected 19,631 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours, a very slight decrease from yesterday's 19,740. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah said in a tweet that the new cases today brings the total number of COVID-19 cases detected in the country since the pandemic began to 1,444,270. Military fights evacuating diplomats and civilians from Afghanistan resumed early today after the runway at Kabul airport was cleared of thousands of people desperate to flee after the Taliban seized the capital. The number of civilians at the airport had thinned out, a Western security official at the facility said a day after chaotic scenes, troops fired to disperse crowds and people clung to a US military transport plane as it taxied for takeoff. New Zealand today reported its first case of COVID-19 in the community in 6 months after a person tested positive in its largest city of Auckland. The link between the case and the border or managed isolation is yet to be established, and the Health Ministry said in a statement that the case is now being investigated. The last reported community case in COVID-19 in New Zealand was in February. Meanwhile, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern put the nation under strict lockdown today after the one new case of the coronavirus was reported. All of New Zealand will be on lockdown for 3 days from tomorrow, while Auckland and Coromandel, a coastal town that the infected person had also spent time in, will be on lockdown for 7 days. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.